before the World Trade Organization reaches an agreement to temporarily waive the protections. Among the hurdles is support from European Union nations. The EU, where most of the COVID-19 vaccines currently in use are being manufactured, has long resisted the proposal of a temporary waiver. Weather in Washington, D.C. right now is 59 degrees and rainy. In New York City, 63 degrees and mostly sunny. For WPFW in Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Chris Bangert-Drowns. Thanks for listening.
This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. Stay tuned for a special town hall meeting on air, talking about the Pacifica bylaws referendum coming up, already in progress.
Good evening. My name is Garland Nixon. You're listening to the Pacifica Radio Network. And this evening, we're going to have a town hall to address the Pacifica bylaws referendum. Initially, the plan was for proponents and opponents of the current bylaws proposal to make presentations and to give you the opportunity to call in with your questions, to get your question answered, so that when your ballot hits the inbox on June 7th, you have information to decide how to vote. We sent information out to the entities and that were the ones that were in favor of the changes. We also sent them out to those who are opposed. We gave them the opportunity to respond and to send representatives. At this time, the group that is opposed to the changes has elected to send representatives. Those who are for has elected not to send representatives. What we're going to do today, we're going to move forward with the town hall, and in the second hour, we're going to play a previous debate in which there was a discussion giving both sides. We're making every effort to ensure that the listeners of Pacifica hear both sides as best we can. We thank you for joining us today for this town hall. Let's start with the ground rules, and I'll give you the what's going on. So the group, as I read the ground rules, understand that we have sent this out to both sides, so I'm going to read the ground rules in full. And as I said, the second hour, you will have the opportunity to listen to a previously aired debate. Both groups will each get 50 minutes to motivate its position. Each group gets 25 minutes for presentation, followed by 25 minutes of mandatory audience calls for a total of 50 minutes. The two groups will have autonomy on how it uses and who it uses during its first 25 minutes to motivate its position. LSB and PNB, which stands for Local Station Board and Pacifica National Board, staff members are prohibited from participating on air. Final draft of participants from both sides must be submitted by May 4th. Well, of course, you know it's after May 4th. But I read it all to you. All right, so we're going to move forward. First, let me explain to you who your facilitator is. My name is Garland Nixon. I host a show called News Views on WPFW in Washington, D.C. every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m., and I will do my best to be an unbiased arbiter and to present this information to you. The overall agenda will be welcome and the purpose for me. We're going to have a segment. We're going to begin at approximately 5:10, and we're going to do 25 minutes with the first group. After that, keep in mind and be prepared. In the second segment, it's an audience question and answer segment. So you will have 25 minutes to call in. What we're going to try to do, we're going to try to keep this as tight as possible. So when you call in, a couple of things, just housekeeping things. But don't use a speakerphone. It's very difficult to hear on a speakerphone. Also, don't set your phone down if you're not on and walk away for a few minutes. There is, in fact, a delay. And if you do that, when we get to you, due to the delay, you might miss hearing us and you might not be able to speak. We might have to move forward. And we want everyone who calls in to have the opportunity to give their questions and or comments. We're going to try to keep it to about a minute each. And as I said, this is a very important town hall. We've got a lot of people. So when you give your comments, when you give your questions, try to think about it before you get on the air. Try to develop it before you get on the air so you can keep it concise. So you, when you get on the air, you can make it really clear. And ensure that you don't take extra time and that people truly understand what your questions are coming. We certainly, once again, we thank you here at Pacifica for being a part of it.
I'm having a hard time with your phone.
Is everyone hearing me okay?
I know how to get
yes,
it.
We yes, are. We're hearing you fine. Yes, we are.
Okay, wonderful.
And one of our representatives needs to mute her phone.
Okay, great. Yes. Someone needs to mute their phone. We're hearing them. All right. And as I said, for those who may not have been here at the beginning, this is very important. This is critical for you to understand this part right here, because the group that opposes the changes elected to send members and the group that is in favor of the changes elected not to send members, we still want to be as balanced as possible. So we're in the second hour, we're going to play a previous debate in which both sides were argued. So at least even though they don't have members, we're trying to be as fair as possible, and you will hear both sides there. And again, there will be opportunities after that for you to call in and to make comments, even though, and I'll add this, when you call in and make the comments or questions, the members of the group will have the opportunity to answer your questions and to respond to your comments. However, in the second half, because we're playing a previous debate and there isn't anyone there from the side in favor of the changes, we won't be able to get any answers. Before we get started, does our members, those who are involved, are there any questions or comments you'd like to make before we get started?
Mr. Garland, host, I just have to remind listeners that the phone calls will not be taken until 5:30. Phone lines will not be open until 5:30. Do not call until then because it will not be answered. Calls will not be taken until 5:30. Phone lines will not be open until 5:30.
All right. Excellent. So that's 5:30. Make sure you call in. Also, I guess we will need we'll need to get the phone numbers. Probably should have worked that a little bit earlier, but we'll get the phone numbers to you. But here's what we'll do when we get ready to do the call in. We can do the phone numbers. So, okay. We'll get that straight. So let's get ready to roll. Are the group that is opposed to the changes, are you prepared to begin?
Yes, we are.
Our timekeepers, are you prepared to start with your
Yes,
time?
We are.
All right. Timekeepers, advise them when to start. Once again, 25 minutes. And towards the end, they will be giving you notifications as you get closer so you'll know it's time to close. All right. So, Ron, let them know when to start, and we will get going with our first 25 minutes.
Now,
all right, you're on the air and you're rolling.
Okay, well, thank you, Garland. And I'm going to do my best to be completely biased, and we are going to give our listeners ample information as to why they should vote no on this particular bylaws proposal. I'm Verna Avery Brown, host of WPFW's What's at Stake. I'm also the former deputy executive director of Pacifica Radio Network. I have over 30 years of history with this network. In the next 25 minutes, I and a panel of representatives from each Pacifica station will make it clear why voting for the new day Pacifica bylaws would be tantamount to destroying Pacifica as we know it. And as a result, destroying WPFW as we know it. And if you're thinking, didn't we just have this fight for the network, you're absolutely right. It's kind of like a Groundhog Day movie. Less than 2 years ago, We went into battle mode to fend off an attempt by the exact same group of individuals seeking to seize control of the network by winning an election to restructure our bylaws. And we won. The New Day Pacifica people can't accept the fact that they lost. We won by a considerable margin, but they're back to try again. New Day can't accept that they lost the election. Sound familiar? Well, this time, they call themselves the New Day at Pacifica Referendum. Their sophisticated, well-financed campaign paints a picture of a Pacifica network practically on the verge of financial collapse, and unless they are given the green light to swoop in and save the day, the network will go down in flames. But the irony is they have outlined no specific plan to remedy the issues they outline as critical. If they win, how will they pay off the loans? They're an unknown entity. Banks don't lend hundreds of thousands of dollars to unknown entities. The New Day proposal does not mention once how they intend to raise money to address the financial matters. Do they have a secret lineup of wealthy donors waiting in the wings to write checks? And if so, what are their politics? What will that cost us? They were invited, as Garland said, to participate in this forum tonight, but they refused to do so. Now, why wouldn't they want to make themselves available to the listener members who they believe they can best represent and speak on behalf of? Their proposal snatches power away from you, the listener members, and puts it in the hands of their hand-picked elite directors on the West Coast. Apparently, not much consideration was given to the fact that if our listening members are suddenly disenfranchised, they would have little or no incentive to donate. Consequently, drying up the network's major stream of revenue, in essence, the New Day proposal wants our listening members to pay, but have no real say. Moreover, it's conceivable the network would be forced to liquidate our assets, sell off the extremely valuable WPFW and WBAI licenses in order to hold on to the station buildings on the West Coast. Again, why have they not produced their plan? Under the New Day proposal, four self-appointed, hand-picked elite directors, none of whom are from WPFW or WBAI, will be responsible for finances, personnel, and programming. We have over 220 affiliate stations that carry Pacifica programming, and in the New Day proposal, their representation on the national level has been cut in half. These four individuals they selected have no experience whatsoever in managing a radio network. Is the New Day plan to redesign Pacifica into a mild, timid, safe network unable to speak truth to power in order to attract wealthy funders with middle-of-the-road politics? What will happen to the voices of single moms, factory workers, victims of police brutality not caught on camera, farm workers, sex workers, LGBT individuals, and immigrants? Will their voices be muzzled or sidelined? This proposal is basically a reflection of efforts underway nationwide to marginalize the voices of Black and brown communities and progressive voices. It's like voter suppression in the media. Pacifica's mission is not to play it safe. Our mission is to agitate. Say no way to New Day. Vote no on June 7th. I'm Vernon Avery Brown. Now, my colleague, Attorney Mimi Rosenberg, is a senior staff attorney with the Legal Aid Society, specializing in anti-poverty law, tenants' rights, public benefits, and fair housing. She's the popular longtime host of Building Bridges, heard here in Washington as well as New York. Mimi, why are you opposed to the New Day bylaws?
Greetings, greetings, listeners, greetings, fellow producers. We are witnessing now one of the greatest assaults on voting rights for an inclusionary democracy since the end of Reconstruction. To disenfranchise people of color, of young people, the elderly, and people with disabilities. And so too, Pacifica doesn't exist in a vacuum. Pacifica's vision of inclusionary democracy is under assault. It's under assault from the renamed with a new day Pacifica Monica. But we see through their mask, like the Republicans, you seek to legislate away by referendum the very ideal of inclusionary governance. Pacifica New Day, you shun inclusionary democracy. You see no imperative to have seated at the table of governance. And amidst the worldwide cry for racial justice, those who, because of race and creed, color, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression and disability, have been traditionally locked out of the decision-making process. Oh, New Day Pacifica, you can't hide behind a bucolic new name. You are the same ringleaders whose ideas provoked the armed hijacking of WPFW sister station WBAI in October 2019 to steal community voices heard, radio by the people, for the people. You came violently in the early morning hours to silence the drum beats, the rhythms from our gorgeous mosaic of peoples, community-based radio run by the people, for the people. Yours is nothing but a narcissistic grab for power. Your mantra about fiscal inefficiencies cannot hide the objective reality of analysis that is needed to look at the challenges that confront independent media amidst the digital revolution that is amidst, in our midst. Whose station? Our stations. I want you to understand that it is the people's dollars, people from behind the walls, people on low and fixed incomes who built this network. It is the workers with their labor power that created the value of this network, and they will not and must not be disenfranchised. They must not be locked out. We must understand whose station, our station, and we cannot and will not be replaced by an Anglophile hierarchical group of self-appointed, self-regulating people. We want inclusionary democracy, whose station, our stations, created with the blood, sweat, and tears of we the people.
Thank you, Mimi.
So, in a hallelujah chorus, we vote no.
Okay, I was going to say, which way are you voting, Mimi? Okay. All right, so now all five Pacifica stations elect community representatives to serve on a local station board that provides oversight and input into the station. Lou Wolf has been with WPFW for 44 years. He's an anti-imperialist activist and currently a member of WPFW's local station board. Lou, why are you opposed to the New Day proposal? Unmute yourself, Lou. Unmute yourself.
Yeah. Thank you very much for including me in this extraordinary event today. Over the last 44 years, our station, WPFW, our jazz and justice station, has been a voice of the voiceless, of the poor, the unemployed, the low-wage workers, the underserved people of color, of the single mothers, the indigenous, the homeless, the incarcerated and returning citizens, and of the many victims of police brutality. During our last 24-member WPFW local station board meeting on April 14th, we voted unanimously against the New Day Pacifica agenda. Currently, New Day Pacifica oddly avoids any mention of the free and fair national referendum on New Day's agenda 2 years ago, which overwhelmingly rejected them by a 2-to-1 margin. The referendum also cost the network over $100,000, which will never be returned. The well-endowed New Day Pacifica doom and gloom rhetoric about the status of the network resembles the forecast by the 1950s era Chicken Little that said, the sky is falling, are disproven by WPFW's economic record. Our last on-air fundraising drive actually raised $388,000, or 144% above our pre-drive goal. The recent Nielsen ratings ranked WPFW 19 ranked number 19 in the DMV metropolitan area. That's within a spectrum of over 230 stations, AM and FM stations in the DMV. The New Day Pacifica website boasts a governance mandate where, number one, all five local station boards will be summarily abolished. And two, local control of the programming content on each station, which has been in place since our inspired war resistor network founder Lewis Hill launched WPFW in 1947, will all be taken over by unelected, self-appointed a junta faction of four people on the West Coast. That's right, four people. This New Day Pacifica governance model constitutes an outright disenfranchisement and suppression of the voices of the many devoted, longtime paid and volunteer WPFW and WBAA programmers and producers. Mumio Abu-Jamal expressed from his prison cell in Mahoney, Pennsylvania, that the dark New Day Pacifica brand of centralization, in Mumia's own words, it, quote, is essentially one thing and one thing only, control. It is how the system reproduces itself by quieting the voices of those people it deems deviant, those people it deems dissident, those people it deems other than human and other than people, unquote. The New Day Pacifica, we say vote no. The New Day Pacifica governance model will also exclude all of the 220 local and college affiliate stations who are contracted with Pacifica. New Day's version of democracy would establish a new body of just one person from each station, who then will in turn be outvoted by the unelected self-appointed at-large West Coast directors.
Okay.
In closing, mm-hmm. The future under a New Day Pacifica rule will send WPFW into receivership, wherein our station and our network will be corporatized, privatized, and gentrified, and will then convert WPFW into what was openly advocated upon us by a former WPFW repeater. He called for a repeater station with no local mm-hmm. content. Thank you.
Lou, thank you so much. Lou Wolf, you gave it to us in a couple of different languages. Vote no. Thank you so much, Lou. The programmers and the shows you've come to love over the years will be affected by the New Day proposal. Robin Holden is an extremely popular jazz programmer at WPFW. She's been with WPFW for over 20 years. She's, of course, the host of Robin's Place. Robin, why are you opposed to the New Day Pacifica bylaws proposal?
Verna and all other guests, WPFW is now being threatened by a small group of four non-elected, self-selected, self-appointed individuals who have decided that they should have the ability to direct the programs you hear right here on WPFW. Programs such as Heal DC, hosted by Joni Eisenberg. Her program talks about the collective physical and mental health of the DMV. Roach Brown, Crossroads, which deals with the issues that relate to those who are incarcerated or returning citizens. The Blues Hours, Live at 5. Jazz music, R&B, Latin, Caribbean, Africa Now. All of these programs that we have come to rely upon and what it is that you have supported over the last 40 years. I'm imploring you to vote no. Vote no. This New Day group is a self-appointed coalition whose supporters have stripped many of the other radio stations' programs sovereignty. We suspect they intend to do the same to WPFW. We will not allow them to control our destiny. I'm suggesting that you vote no. You vote no. On June 7th is the time when you should be receiving your electronic ballot or your paper ballot. When you get it, vote no. This is Robin Holden telling you to vote no.
Okay, Robin, I hope they got that message. Thank you so much. PK McCary, an educator, activist, and former local station board member at our sister station, KPFT in Houston, is all too familiar with how the New Day plan will impact KPFT and ultimately the network. PK?
Hello, thank you very much, Varna. We here in Houston say no to New Day Pacifica. The New Day Pacifica is a continuation of patterns of exclusion, discrimination, lack of diversity, and power grabs among a select few from each station. There's nothing new or worthy in this referendum any more than were had in the last one. The case has been made. We said no then, we say no now. This is a continuation of those who exclude, discriminate, and disenfranchise listeners and programmers as they see fit, including right here at KPFT in Texas. In 2017, a KPFT faction, in collusion with certain directors from other stations, gave them control of the Pacifica National Board, which removed one interim executive director for another executive director who would do their bidding. Without preamble, because of this pattern of practice we speak of, individuals went on a tear through all five stations, doing the will of a few, destroying the lives of many. That included the firing of our interim general manager, the first African-American ever in that position in history. At KPFT, we have individuals who were front and center in the last referendum. This year, they have representatives standing in their stead. But make no mistake about it, the faction of 2017 is alive and well on their way to continue their patterns of practice. These are the individuals who were ousted from our station and brought back by that Pacifica National Board to do damage. There were individuals who were investigated and later went to trial where the majority of the local station board addressed their nefarious and perfidious actions, finding them guilty of forms of malfeasance, misappropriation of funds, and actions of racist behavior against a fellow, a local station board member. Are these the people you want running Pacifica? All I can say at this juncture is that what was done in the dark has come into the light. Just like voting for a politician, you have to know the full story in order to make an informed decision. There is nothing new about New Day, and we at KPFT have the scars to prove our assertions through documentation as well as our integrity. Vote no.
Thank you, PK.
This is the wise thing to do.
Thank you, PK McCary. Well, this surreptitious movement to gain control of the network under the guise of restructuring the bylaws emanated at our West Coast sister stations. Michael Novick is chair of KPFK's local station board and an anti-racism activist. Michael has carefully monitored this campaign since its inception. Michael, your thoughts? You're muted, Michael. Unmute yourself, Michael.
My bad, sorry. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the chance to talk to WBFW listeners and maybe BII about what the situation here at KPFK shows about the deadly consequences of the so-called professionalism that's being pushed by New Day. After we won the Democratic bylaws in the early 2000s here at KPFK, we rebounded to about 40,000 listener members. We had a new general manager then, a South African woman who had experience at anti-apartheid community radio, and she restored the programmers of color who had been censored off the air previously. KPFK fund drives at that point raised $1 million in 2 weeks, three times a year. KPFK played a role in a joint anti-war demonstration around Iraq that the station carried live from the stage. It was the largest anti-war action in LA in decades. But there was concerted opposition to that general manager from some of the paid staff members and governance people who are now aligned with New Day Pacifica and they forced her out. She was replaced by a manager from a public radio music station. He closed our news department. He substituted the news from KPFA that was more politically controlled and less relevant to local audiences, just like they tried to shut down BAI and put in Pacifica Across America. And then they pushed the claim that professionalism required strict programming of radio personalities. So the collectively produced grassroots programming was eliminated or marginalized on our station, and KPFK increased its paid staff. Programmers who had large chunks of airtime were paid to produce their own shows and were assigned another paid producer. This was supposed to be a formula for success, but it precipitated a further drop in membership. So, you know, we need a new system that restores community radio. Right now, our KPFK LSB did vote to reject the New Day proposal. And we're trying to bring back a new GM who understands the community volunteer programmers and democratic governance are the strengths of Pacifica.
Right.
So we're urging a no vote.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. We are running a little short on time, so I apologize, but we are going to have to sort of limit our remaining statements. We're going to go to Ann Garrison now. The New Day plan includes a transition period that is cloaked in uncertainties. Longtime activist, WPFW member, and former Pacifica National Board's member, Serene Roberts, reveals that the devil is in the details. We're going to go to Serene at this point. Serene.
Hi, thanks very much, and hello to D.C. and New York. The changes that are being pushed by the New Day proponents would decrease both rights and options for the rest of us. It would reduce the range of perspectives and discussions and decision-making, and under the proposed system, those in the minority would be silenced. Most importantly, stations will not have an equal voice in our national process. The proposed system would install four national officers who apparently believe that their understanding of our needs is so profound and superior that they need not bother with a contest or debates for their seats. They want positions and power without elections. They've offered us nothing but their faces and distraction and misuse of hundreds of hours and hundreds of thousands of dollars that we've donated to our stations. They would cancel a board that reflects broad support and create a board of those with the money and influence to manipulate winner-take-all elections. They must think we're stupid or very afraid. And yes, we worry about Pacifica. It's always had enemies because our position in Pacifica is that we are about peace and dialogue, not war and domination. But we cannot be controlled by fear or distortion. So let's be clear. We rejected similar proposals in March 2020 by 2-1. And as we dealt with the life and the loss due to COVID and intensified police abuse and Trump in the White House, they came back again. They're even at this point disavowing their earlier project like we don't know who they are. So they come not to strengthen Pacifica, but to steal. Our message, we're not going to neutralize the 1,000 unpaid programmers who serve us daily. We're not going to tell 200 affiliates that only a select handful of them matter. We're not going to pretend that all things are equal and that a single person, you can guess what that person might be like, can carry a message for thousands of listeners as effectively as two or three people could. We're not going to help them dismantle member democracy. We are not going to be bamboozled.
Okay.
So you tell them, Pacifica is rising, and we will vote no.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Serene Roberts. We're going to go quickly to Ann Garrison and then Donald Temple, and that will conclude our presentation. Ann Garrison, reporter Ann Garrison of KPFK is a longtime Pacifica journalist. She's a producer of COVID, Race, and Democracy, and she contributes to the Black Agenda Report. And why are you opposed to the New Day Pacifica proposal?
I am adamantly opposed to the New Day bylaws, as I was to the last proposal, first and foremost because it would disenfranchise WPFW and WBAI New York City, but also because it's fundamentally undemocratic and it would most likely lop off Pacifica programmers' pro-peace and anti-imperialist wing. However, to properly consider the referendum, we have to have an honest conversation about Pacifica's $3.2 million debt.
Unfortunately, we are at the conclusion. Our time is up. We certainly appreciate it.
No. Proceed, guest. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Continue, Anne, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To properly consider the referendum, however, we have to have an honest conversation about Pacifica's $3.2 million debt, which it incurred because the 2005 Pacifica National Board signed a predatory lease with the Empire State Realty Trust because after 9/11, Empire State was the only building with antenna space that would give WBAI reach throughout New York City and into New Jersey.
So, Ann, let me ask you this. I think the main issue with that loan is, has it been paid down, and where are we in terms of paying back that? If we could just kind of go to that.
Okay. Pacifica ultimately settled with Empire State Realty Trust by selling some of its Berkeley real estate, much of which was unused and had fallen into disrepair, and then refinancing the $3.2 million balance with a loan from a nonprofit-friendly foundation. FJC. Okay. The balance of that loan was due on April 21st, but several weeks earlier, FJC extended the loan for 18 months, and it was agreed that a percentage of bequests left to the network be used to pay down the principal. Now, nevertheless, the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum website still says, quote, Pacifica has no money to pay a $3.2 million loan payment due April 2021. This is no longer true, and it should have been taken off their website as soon as the loan was extended in March.
All right. And I think we're going to have to end it there, and we're going to go to thank you very much, Ann Garrison.
Okay,
Our final speaker would be Donald Temple. The New Day Plan is a microcosm of what's taking place across America in communities of color, attempts to marginalize those voices and suppress their power. Civil rights lawyer Donald Temple is a new programmer at WPFW. He's the host of Loftology, but he's quite familiar with what he calls media gentrification that's at the root of the New Day proposal. Donald, why are you opposed to the New Day Pacifica proposal?
I think the process needs to be closely examined. It is exactly that. A small group is coming to the markets in New York and D.C. and other markets and essentially dictating to them what they should be doing correctly, even though that process should be taking place at the board. Essentially and briefly, New Day is really an old day in disguise, the one that all of us have seen too often, something from the 1930s and 40s. Rather than embrace our nationally celebrated Democracy Now! Principles, and truly build a stronger, collective, and inclusive Pacifica, New Day is doing in a media context what colonizers did in the past, purport to give value while simultaneously stripping away self-determinative rights, our rights to govern ourselves, the listeners' rights to participate in their destinies, and also to share in the responsibilities of financing that destiny. It is also taking away a much-needed public voice, thereby disenfranchising, like those governments throughout the states that are suppressing the votes of American people, disenfranchising the voices of the public, and suppressing what we believe to be the need for greater accountability and transparency. Mm-hmm. I would say to New Day, stop walking on our brains with your dirty feet. We're tired, sick and tired of this. It's transparent. And if we're going to have a brighter future for Pacifica, then all of its listeners and all of its stations have to be equally involved in a process that empowers the institution.
Donald Temple, thank you very much. So our collective message this evening is to inform you as a listener and member, and to arm you with the truth and facts of this New Day Pacifica referendum. This is, in essence, a battle for the soul of Pacifica. Pacifica has stood for 75 years and remains true to its original mission and mandate of progressive liberal politics. Over 220 affiliate stations carry our broadcasts, and they'll be sidelined under a New Day Pacifica proposal. Make sure you get your ballot by June 7th and vote no. Some say vote hell no. So we are available now to answer any questions or entertain any statements you may have or wish to make. Back to you, Garland Nixon.
Thank you very much. You're listening to WPFW in Washington, WBAI New York, KPFT Houston, and KPFK in Los Angeles. You're listening to the Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall, where the opportunity was afforded for both proponents and opponents of the current bylaws proposal to make presentations and to give you the opportunity to call in with your questions. As we said earlier, the opponents of the bylaws elected to send a delegation to speak, and the proponents of the bylaws elected not to send representatives. So now that we're getting your question, now you can get your question answered. And for those who don't know, here's the rules. You will have the opportunity to vote in a referendum for 30 days starting June 7th to replace the Pacifica Foundation bylaws with new bylaws proposed by a group of Pacifica members. If adopted, significant modifications will be made to the Foundation's governance structure.
We should give the phone number out.
Yes, the number is 202-588-0893. The number is 202-588-0893. And you can go to elections.pacifica.org for more information. So 202-588-0893. And as we are getting ready for callers, just a couple of, again, a bit of housekeeping for the callers segment. Calls will be limited to 1 minute and one question or comment. However, it's possible we could make, depending upon things, we make some exceptions, but that's the rules. The response time will be 2 minutes. So the calls will be accepted. Participants will be cleared at the end of each segment. So 202-588-0893 is the number. Yes.
So while we're waiting for the callers, I wanted to go back to Ann Garrison because I unfortunately had to cut her off somewhat. And that's a very critical issue with respect to the finances of the network. That is their basic critique, that we're unable to pay the bills.
Well, if you could stand by, we do have one caller, so we need to take the caller. As soon as we get to the caller, we will refer to whatever time that we have to make. All right, first caller, you are on. What is your question or comment?
Main question and then kind of 4 points, so let's go through it quick. I'll try to not waste your time here. So if I'm understanding correct, the current election process will cost, proposed cost of $1.10 every member for 3 years. Every 3 years, it's going to cost an extra $1.10 to keep it the way it is right now, correct?
Well, we'll finish your question, and then we will give them the option to answer. Okay. You have 1 minute.
Okay. And then, well, the proposed bylaws, it seems to me that there are, one, less directors, which offers the possibility for more biased decisions. Two, the director term is upgraded to 3 years. So that affects point three, that if that term for the director was applied to local board members, then their time would increase to 9 years. And then four, the national board is elected by a local station board, which is affected by all these decisions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Verna?
So, Serene, did you want to respond to that, or someone that's really, that's getting kind of deep in the weeds here. Serene or Mimi, are you familiar enough with what he's asking to respond to that?
Make sure you unmute yourself.
You're on mute.
This is Michael.
Okay, Michael, you want to go ahead and respond. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, what would happen if these bylaws pass is that four people would be designated as officers, national officers of the foundation for 3 years, and then there would be a few additional people added to that board. That board could then appoint additional people for the three-year term to fill out the national board, and that national board would pick an executive director who would have really complete administrative authority over all the general managers and the staffs at the stations. So in terms of the expenses, I think because this is yet another referendum, the referendum itself has been a drain on the budgets of many of the stations, as well as the litigation that's been brought by some of the backers. So this is a very costly process that is unfortunate, that has distracted from our ability to deal with the other pressing financial concerns, because we're forced to pay for these referenda. I don't know what the figure of $1.10 relates to None of the board members receive any remuneration from Pacifica for our work, either on the local station board or the national board. So there's no expense in terms of having the boards.
Okay, thank you, Michael Novick. So the number is 202-588-0893. If you have a question for one of our panelists, we have representatives from each one of our Pacifica stations. When you call in, if you can identify what signal area you're calling from as well. In the meantime, I hope we can get Dan Garrison's comment out. And so basically, can you sort of summarize the status of whether the network is current, the progress that the network is currently making with respect to our finances?
Okay. As I was saying, the balance of the loan was due on April 21st, but several weeks earlier, FJC extended the loan for 18 months, and it was agreed that a percentage of bequests left to the network be used to pay down the principal going forward. Now, nevertheless, the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendum website still says, quote, Pacifica has no money to pay a $3.2 million loan payment due April 2021. This is no longer true, and it should have been taken off their website as soon as the loan was extended in mid-March.
And I will have to interrupt you at this time. We have phone callers, and that's what this segment is focused on. So let's go to the callers. First caller, start by what area are you? What signal area are you in, caller? And make sure you turn off your radio in the background in case there's any echo.
Okay, I'm in a WPFW listening area.
Okay, continue. Your question or comment?
Well, I've been receiving a lot of information from the New Day people, emails that they've been sending out, which are all very slick and everything. They basically are saying one thing. Their argument boils down to this, that Pacifica, as it is currently governed under the current bylaws, is quote-unquote dysfunctional, and two, that is the cause of Pacifica's financial problems. So changing the bylaws will fix Pacifica's financial problems. That's the essence of their message. But if you look at what the bylaw changes will do, what they will actually accomplish, it is to reduce democracy in Pacifica's governance and put control permanently in the hands of a very small number of people. So their definition of dysfunctional is that Pacifica is too democratic. And the fix for that is to make it less democratic. That's it. As far as the finances, as you all have mentioned earlier, they never, ever, ever explain how this so-called dysfunction is supposedly responsible for financial problems. And they never explain how the bylaw changes will somehow magically fix those problems. So basically, the whole thing, as far as I can tell, is a hoax.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. And the team, you have the opportunity to respond. You'll have 2 minutes to respond if you choose.
Mm-hmm. May I respond?
Yes.
I'd like to say that what the patterns of practice have been is the Chicken Little story. The sky is falling. They're not talking to those of us who have intellectual honesty and integrity. They're talking to those who have their own set of issues and problems, and they keep hemorrhaging membership and money. They're the ones that are costing us. We have people who know how to work together, and we have people who know how to make things happen. I am one of them. And if you're not talking to the people who have shown their integrity and their skill set, you don't care about Pacifica. The answer is no to New Day Pacifica.
Ann Garrison, you have there's a minute left. You have that minute.
Okay, I cannot explain why the New Day Pacifica bylaws team has not updated their website to reflect current reality. But whatever the reason, they are failing to provide voters with accurate information prior to the referendum. They're still saying that there's a $3.2 million loan due April 2021. This is now mid-May. That alone should be enough to make anyone who might be considering a yes vote change their mind and vote no.
Thank you. The number is 202-588-0893. This is the Pacifica Town Hall on the potential change for bylaws. Next, we have another caller. Where you'll have exactly 1 minute, and please tell us the signal area from which you're calling.
Washington, D.C.
All right. Yes. You may. Yes, certainly. Thank you very much for calling. Go for it.
Yes, I didn't hear the whole segment of the last question, but I would say the reason why they don't have the proper information up is to misdirect because you're misinformed. It's a tactic. Also, the fact that they're coming back again with another referendum, however you pronounce it, feel me, it's also a tactic. Because if the station is having to spend money to address these issues every 2 years, that's a tactic to make the station less stronger. And I say once it's voted no, to try to show up that this cannot be done every 2 years because it's a tactic. And it's been done with the post office and it's been done with other entities that the public needs. Thank you.
Thank you, caller. The number again is 202-588-0893. You're listening to the Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall. As we're waiting for another call, Amimi, you wanted to respond.
Gotta unmute yourselves.
Mimi Rosenberg, you're muted. All right. It looks like we are waiting on another call. Verna, did you have a further comment?
Yes, I do have a comment. I just wanted to point out that Pacifica has made significant progress in reducing its debts, which is why lenders have actually extended the repayment schedule of that $2.2 million loan. All the back audits will be caught up by the end of June. And that has now put us in a stronger position to qualify for grants with CPB and for additional financial opportunities.
Thank you very much. And we do have callers again for this segment. We want to make sure we get to them. All right, let's go to our next callers. Let's start with, please identify the signal area from which you're calling.
WBAI.
Thank you very much. And your comment or question?
My comment is you're leaving out a very important piece of the puzzle. If these new bylaws changes pass, there will be no more local station boards. They will be abolished. There will only be advisory boards.
And okay. Is that your comment? Thank you. All right, Verna, if you wish to respond, you have up to 2 minutes.
I can respond to that, but I think Mimi wanted to make a comment. Mimi, go right ahead.
Well, I think the hallmark of what is being proposed is the disenfranchisement of those who do the work, whose labor created the value, and those who give actual value, finance, and have created and built this network for WBAI. It's been 61 years in the making. So I want to return to the Pacifica mission. Do you fundamentally believe in inclusionary democracy, which means an agenda advanced and solutions identified by those closest to the problem of democratic participation? That is essential, and we must put politics in command. As to lagging finances, that is an objective and real problem. People's organizations have struggled. We have weathered the storm, and we will continue to. We will enhance our resources, but not by a patrician group of self-elected, self-perpetuating people who see replicating only their own culture, their own image, and have disdain for we, the people, whom this network was created to represent.
Thank you, Mimi. We're going to have to, we've got plenty, a bunch of callers on her. We're going to have to get back to the callers. Next caller, what's your signal area?
Yes, this is Cliff from D.C.
Yes, Cliff, you have 1 minute. Your comment or question?
Yeah, I may be a little too conspiratorial, but I actually feel that the core issue that's going on is not the bylaw issue. It is a $3.2 million loan. I think that whether they win the bylaw election or not, I think that the New Day people will push to not pay off the $3.2 million and push Pacific into bankruptcy, and they, the New Day people, think they'll be able to pick up the pieces and benefit by it. That's my personal opinion, but and maybe I'm wrong, but I think it ought to be considered. Thank you.
Verna, did you? We have a couple more callers. Did you want to respond to that comment, or you want to just make sure if we've got just under 5 minutes left, or you just want to go to the callers?
Take those calls.
All right, go to the next caller. Next caller, what's your name? Excuse me, don't need your name. We need your signal area, my bad.
WPFW.
All right. And your comment or question?
Basically, you know, I'm voting hell no, but if the director term, if there's going to be less directors to make more biased decisions, the director term is increased from 1 year to every 3 years to get voted, then can our local board members, at least with safety, be increased the same, triple, 9 years? Or does it even matter at that point? Is there no protection at all?
All right. Thank you very much. And do we have, if we have more callers, next caller, what's your signal area?
Hello.
Do we have another call? Okay. Yes. You're on the air.
I'm on the air now.
Yes. You're on the air. What's your comment or question?
Yes.
Yes. You need your signal area and your comment or questions.
WVAI. I'm just concerned if this New Day people are making all these, behind-the-scenes moves to get themselves in place. What's the safeguards that when we do vote, that we will have some means of monitoring the votes to make sure that our votes are placed correctly into the area that we need it to be and not to be misdirected through the computer or some other geek method which they may be employing to sideswipe our votes?
All right. Thank you, Verna. The question was, how can they ensure the integrity of the vote?
There will be a code on each ballot.
You got to unmute yourself, guys.
There will be a code on each ballot. People can check their vote after it's tallied up. Last time, the vote did go almost 2-1 against the replacement bylaws, and we're anticipating that it will be defeated again. But it means that everybody has to vote. We need, last time, about 25% of the members voted, and we really need 100% turnout, particularly at WBAI and WPFW, to defeat this measure this time around.
And how can people get in touch with Pacifica Fight Back and join in the struggle to get out the vote?
And we've got one more caller. We want to try to make sure we get that caller in. Caller, next caller, your signal area and your comment or question.
Hello, I'm in Washington, D.C., and I've been with WPFW Radio since the 1970s. And I've seen a lot of the transition of things going on. And I would vote no for that new day proposal because it will eliminate the free speech that we all need, an inclusionary government, an inclusionary radio that we all need.
All right. Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate that. And that will, I believe that's our last caller. And we certainly thank everyone for being involved. Once again, you are listening to the Town Hall. It is a Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall. And we are on WPFW in Washington, WBAI in New York.
Summary from Verna.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes, I just wanted to thank our listeners for participating and to remind them that if they want to get involved or to get more information, they can go to PacificaFightBack.org or PacificaDemocracyProject.org and register your complaints or questions there as well. I want to thank all my panelists, Robin Holden, Michael Novick, Lewis Wolf, Mimi Rosenberg, Ann Garrison, Donald Temple, and PK McCary, as well as Serene Roberts, for participating in this evening. I'm Verna Avery Brown with WPFW, and thank you so much for allowing us to make this presentation this evening.
Thank you.
People can also email us at PacificaFightBack@gmail.com.
Yes, thank you very much. Once again, it is now 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to WPFW in Washington, WBAI in New York, KPFT in Houston, and KPFK in Los Angeles. Don't forget, you will have the opportunity to vote in a referendum for 30 days starting June 7th to replace the Pacifica Foundation bylaws with new bylaws proposed by a group of Pacifica members. So if you want more information, go to elections.pacifica.org. In the second hour, we will be playing excerpts from an earlier debate regarding this issue in an effort to ensure that we do everything that we can. Someone needs to mute. But in an effort to do everything we can to ensure that we present all sides of the issue. Thank you, everyone who is involved for the first half. So now we're going to go to the second half, and we will be playing. So if you doing a little bit of housekeeping here to make sure everything's straight. We will be doing playing a previous debate. And we will be, don't forget, we're going to open the phones up again. This is going to be about 25 minutes. The number's 202-588-0893. So if you listen to this, you still have some questions or you have a comment that you want to be made, if you just want your comment to go on the record, whatever the case, we're going to open the phones back up after this. And certainly thank you for listening.
Comments only.
Oh, yes. And when you, excuse me, there'll be comments only when we come back, because the other group elected not to send any representation, so they won't be able to answer your questions. 202-588-0893. right. So next we will have, we will be playing the excerpts from a previous debate.
And just so our listeners know, this previous debate was recorded April 9th from KPFK. Features Tracy Rosenberg of KPFK and Beth King of New Day. This is a one-on-one debate with a co-host of Free Will, Franklin. And this is a broadcast done on April 9th featuring the New Day representative Beth King and those who oppose the bylaws, Ms. Tracy.
California. Tonight we have a special broadcast for you as we take a first look into the new proposed Pacifica bylaws amendments. And we have a friendly debate on tap on some of the aspects of the proposed changes. That's tonight on Full Circle. I am your host, Free Will and Franklin, coming to you from downtown Antioch, Bay Miwok territory. Keep it locked right here to KPFA. All right, and again, welcome to Full Circle, the weekly show produced by apprentices and graduates of the First Voice Apprenticeship Program. My name is Free Will and Franklin, and I am your host tonight and debate moderator. As many of our listeners may know, there is another set of changes to the Pacifica bylaws being proposed. Listener members who made a minimum donation of $25 by April 7th this year will be receiving a ballot in early June. That ballot will be asking you to either vote yes or no on the proposed changes. Now, a lot of organizational documents can get confusing. Tonight, we will try and sort out some of the main differences with the current Pacifica bylaws and the New Day Pacifica proposed changes. Right now, local station boards are composed of 24 members. 18 members are elected from the general listenership, plus 6 members are elected from the paid and unpaid staff of the station. The board also includes the station general manager as an ex officio member. The main job of the local station boards at this time is to raise funds, do outreach, select a pool of potential general manager and program director candidates when necessary, and evaluate the performance of those positions. We also approve a station budget. Then each year, the local station board elects 4 representatives, 3 listener members, plus 1 staff member to the Pacifica National Board. The Pacifica National Board then sets policies for the network as a whole. The new proposed bylaws would change the composition of the local station boards to a 7-member board, 2 of which would be staff, 1 paid and 1 unpaid. The new boards would also have the option to add 3 to 6 more members and other committees as needed. Nationally, the new board would be a 15-person board consisting of 4 national officers, an affiliate director, and 3 at-large directors who will always be appointed by the national board for their skills and knowledge, and also 2 staff directors from each station for paid and unpaid staff. These positions will also now be 3-year terms instead of 1. And also part of the transition team, there will be a core group of individuals that were selected based on their skills and knowledge. If you vote yes on the bylaws, you are voting in the 4 officers named in the bylaws. After the transition period, officers will be elected to the national board. Again, except for the 3 at-large directors who will always be appointed by the national board for those skills and that knowledge. So here to help us clear things up tonight and tell us why the proposed changes to the bylaws are a bad or a good idea are Tracy Rosenberg and Beth Keen. Let's check out this friendly debate that was recorded earlier this morning. Welcome, Tracy.
Hi, Franklin. Thanks for having me on.
And welcome, Beth.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for Full Circle for hosting the show.
All right. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to it. Okay. Well, I'm going to do that. Let's just start with Beth. Can you take 1 minute to tell us your connection to Pacifica?
Yes, I am a long-term Bay Area person. I, like thousands of others, I'm a long-term devoted KPFA listener who always donates when asked, but never's had the time to volunteer until now. I'm a retired union organizer, a grandmother of five, and an activist. And the way I got involved with this is that I heard on the air several years ago that due to some lawsuit on the East Coast, they may have to sell the KPFA building. And so I heard something on Pacifica was threatening KPFA, and that's why I got involved. I've been a retired union organizer working for the California Nurses Association and National Nurses Uniting, and I got involved to help save KPFA and Pacifica from going under because they are on the brink of going under as a foundation. Thank you.
Thank you. And Tracy, the same thing. Can you just take a minute and tell us your connection to Pacifica?
Well, I can try to get it in a minute. In short, let's see. I was the program coordinator at KPFA, a paid employee from 2000 to 2002. Facilitated the program council for another, I guess, 2 years after that with a slight break. Was the local election coordinator in 2006, served on the KPFA local station board from 2007 to 2013, served on the Pacifica national board concurrently from 2010 to 2013. And since 2014, I have edited a subscription-only newsletter called Pacifica in Exile, which talks a bit about some of the governance stuff at Pacifica. You can find it at pacificainexile.org.
All right. Thank you very much. Just right on a minute. Thank you very much. And just to get us started tonight, Beth, can you give us like a brief thumbnail description, just kind of like why you are voting and urging a yes vote on the Pacifica bylaws?
Yes.
You have 2 minutes, by the way, 2 minutes.
Thank you very much. Probably the main reason that I'm endorsing and voting yes on these bylaws is actually looking at who's endorsing the New Day bylaws. And when you look at the endorsers, it's total KPFA star power. Just a few of them that you guys know: Eileen Alfandary, Brian Edwards Tekert, Kat Brooks, Mitch Jezrich, just to name a few. Basically, the staff who are endorsing this are people that you know. And currently, I don't think there any staff person has actually formally come out against these bylaws. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that how are things really going at Pacifica right now? Are they going well? Are they going poorly? And they are going outside of KPFA, they're going very, very poorly. The foundation's in bad shape. There's a $3.2 million loan that's due with no money to pay it. And guess what collateral is for the loan? The KPFA building. So if Pacifica hasn't have the money to pay this loan, they're going to have to sell the KPFA building. And that's the building that me and many, many thousands of other people fundraised for and to buy and get it upgraded. And that's just not right. Secondly, Pacifica has forfeited over $7 million in federal funding in the last period of time. And that's money that could be used for programming, for to keep the other stations who are having more trouble financially above board. So for that's really bad that Pacifica has forfeited $7 million in funding. And then lastly, even looking at the auditors, they've actually said that it's in auditor speak, it's unlikely that Pacifica will last another 12 months. So it's a failing organization and needs changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job on the time. And Tracy, what's your thumbnail version of why you're urging a no vote on the bylaws?
Well, sure. I mean, we can certainly talk about all of that history that's just been laid out, quite a bit of which is not really so accurate. But what we really should be talking about is what are these bylaws going to change? Because that's what you guys are voting on. So let's talk about that. I think there's four things that people should kind of keep in mind. The first is that we are going to basically wipe out or eviscerate the oversight authority of the local station boards. And I want to be clear, that's what we all fought and marched and rallied for in 1999 and 2000, was to have some sort of local control over the programming at the station, to be able to oversee who the manager was, and to be able to oversee how the money was spent. And we are going to be giving that up and turning our local station boards back into CABs, or back into sort of meaningless advisory boards that basically just hand out surveys. Secondly, recalls are kind of popular in California right now, and that's basically the road that we are walking down, because 120 people who were elected to their positions all over the country will be basically pulled out of those positions, not be allowed to finish their terms. I mean, this is basically a cosmic recall of 120 people. I thought I had 2 minutes, Frank. Yes, one. I do. Okay, great. Secondly, we're basically pausing what we would call sort of the democratic process, which, again, we fought and struggled for. We're going to have four people, three of whom have already been on the PNB anyway, so what they will change is, you know, kind of questionable. But those four people will basically be ensconced as the officers of the national board for 3 years.
All right, thank you. And just a reminder, one dong is 30 seconds left. Two is time up. Thank you, and thank you both. So one of the biggest things that I have personally been hearing, not only now but in the past, is that we, the LSBs and the national board, are just too large and unwieldy, and that this leads to factionalism and infighting. We have also been investigated in the past by the California Attorney General, who asked us to do some organizational transformations in our governance. The New Day bylaws proposal will definitely shrink the size of our boards, and I think part of the idea is that they will be more manageable. What do you see as the advantages of the current Pacifica bylaw size and structure? And do you see positive change in the New Day bylaws shrinking the size of the board this way? And this time we'll start with Tracy. You have 2 minutes to go.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that if you just wanted to shrink the size of the board, so you could do that pretty easily. For example, there are four reps from each station on the national board. You could just make it three. That would be a really simple bylaws amendment, and I don't actually think that anybody would be fighting it. But that's not what New Day has proposed. And it's also important to say that last year, when we had something from the Pacifica Restructuring Project, which is a different name, they didn't propose that either. Instead, there are all of these other changes being kind of sneaked in under the rubric of making the boards smaller. That's not really what the goal is. In terms of the benefits of the current situation, well, you get a lot of diversity and a lot of different voices, and that can be good and sort of can be bad. But the question is sort of, how do you resolve differences and diversity? Do you basically do it by sort of shutting down fighting, by saying only one faction or only one point of view or only one set of people really gets to control the dialogue? And I think the answer to that is no, that's not the right way to do it. In terms of the Attorney General, it's also important to say that what the Attorney General was basically saying at Pacifica was, get your audits caught up on and settle your debt with Democracy Now. And Pacifica has done both of those things. So it's really important to say that the Attorney General process has largely been reconciled. Otherwise, I would basically say that, again, if you just wanted to make the board smaller, that's what you would do. You don't need to self-appoint board members. You don't need to take apart the local station boards. You don't need to end local control and local oversight. And you certainly don't need to pause a democracy for 3 years in order to make the board smaller.
Thank you, Tracy, very much. And Beth, what do you see as the advantages and disadvantages of the current bylaw size and structure? And do you see positive change in the New Day bylaws? You got 2 minutes, Beth.
Well, first to say absolutely that we need to make these changes, follow the lead of the staff,
and make these changes now, or we're not going to have a Pacifica Foundation or KPFA in another couple of years in surviving. So anyway, but getting back to the bylaws, you know, again, bylaws are confusing, but how do we connect the bylaws to the fact that Pacifica has been losing $7 million in funding, has a loan they can't pay, their failing audits are on the brink of collapse? And you have to look at what's the importance of the elected leadership in the foundation and the importance of accountability. And just right now, the top elected officers in Pacifica is the national chair, and the top board, policymaking board, is the national board. Now, I would bet that nobody listening to this call outside of 100 volunteers who are active in Pacifica even knows the name of the person who's currently the national chair, doesn't even know who it is. So how can you hold them accountable if you don't even know who they are? And in the situation, how the New Day is going to change that is that we are going to directly elect the national officers for the first time in Pacifica history directly by the listeners and the staff. And so that the listeners and staff nationally will directly elect the four national officers, again, not for the transition term, but for every term after that. And so this is a way that members can be directly in charge of who the national officers are. And then the national officers in turn, because people will know who they are, and they know if they don't take care of business, they will not be reelected by the membership. They will be more accountable and therefore be more responsible. Right now, they're not responsible to anybody because no one even knows who they are. And so this is a huge change, a big deal. It's much more democratic than the current situation that takes the candidates and lets the local station board elect them rather than the membership as a whole.
Thank you. And Tracy, would you like to take one more minute to cover this issue and respond to this?
Yeah, I guess I just want to question a couple of things briefly. One is, I think we should be careful about the definition of staff. Staff includes both paid and unpaid staff. There are probably three times as many unpaid staff as paid staff at KPFA, and they produce the majority of the programming. So when we say staff supports X, I think we should be make it clear if we're talking about paid and or unpaid staff. Secondly, you know, it's always important to say that bylaws changes don't pay down debt, because it seems to me there's some sort of magic thing going on. If we change the bylaws, we'll suddenly be able to pay things and have millions of dollars that we don't currently have. That's not very likely. And secondly, it's important to say that three of these four installed board officers are previous members of the PNB between 2017 and 2020. So what kind of change are we actually making here? I have questions about that.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. And Beth, you got something to add one more minute here on this topic?
Yes, thank you. I just want to talk about the role of staff at Pacifica. And obviously, because of the finances, we only are able to pay and benefit so many staff. This is a tragedy. Because of all the volunteer staff, this is not true of any other station, radio type station like NPR or the CBS in the country, where they have staff who are working and working hard for the benefit of this station, the audience, and not getting paid. Unfortunately, that's part of us being our finances and whatnot. And so I'd first like to say that we have a hybrid mix of paid staff, which kind of anchor the station, and then a huge wide array of unpaid staff who are just as professional, just as good at what they do. It's just that they have a different relationship to the station. And I just think they all, you know, they're all important and they're all involved with this. I just emphasize the paid staff because that's the staff that the listeners tend to know who they are, as opposed to people who just have a 1 hour a week.
Thank you, Beth. And well, some people have expressed concern about democracy being subverted here with the selection of the four directors at the beginning, the transitional directors, and then the at-large directors. Let's go back to Beth. Beth, you got 2 minutes. How do you see the issue of democracy with the current bylaws and the New Day bylaws happening now?
Yeah, back in 1999, when the big upheaval happened at KPFA, we were all outside. Staff was fired. It was a big upheaval. were the local, you know, trying to take over and change KPFA. We all rallied to the cause, and we were successful in getting the staff back in and the station back on the air with the same politics. But what unfortunately didn't happen properly is that even though there was a long process of coming up with new bylaws, it became pretty apparent that once the bylaws were in place, that we created a monster. And this is best said by Carol Spooner, who's one of the top leaders of this whole uprising at KPFA and the bylaw situation. And she basically has said repeatedly that the bylaws that they created under best of intentions turned out to be a total mess. And that's really important to know. So firstly is that the current bylaws are not democratic because the members, the listeners, the people who donate and who work at KPFA do not have any involvement, direct involvement in electing the top policymakers and officers of the foundation. Zero, they do not have it. They are not democratic bylaws that way. The members have no voice in who is the top officers who really have the power to change Pacifica. It's important with the transition that it be clear and decisive. We are so close to the brink that we need to transition quickly to this new day structure, and it needs to be decisive. It has to be led by people who believe in the new bylaws, and that's why we named four activists and Pacifica people in the bylaws to head up the New Day transition team, because these are people who've committed to transitioning Pacifica from a bad place to a good place, from these bad bylaws that have failed Pacifica into good organizational structure that will support and make us bloom. We're thinking about it as sort of a renaissance of Pacifica after we take office. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Keep an eye on the clock, please. You went over on that one. And Tracy, how do you see the operation of democracy in play here with the new bylaws? You have 2 minutes, and then you both will have 1 minute to respond. Go ahead, Tracy.
Well, I mean, having actually served on the Pacifica National Board, I can certainly say that board members are completely accountable. I mean, there is a group of 24 folks that put you on the National Board who are picked and chosen by the members and the staff, and you have to report back to them all of the time, and sometimes they're not real happy with the things that you've done. But that said, the accountability is there, and it's direct. And I think there's some questions about who exactly nationally elected board members would be directly accountable to. I will also say a couple of things about the constitution of this new board. Oh, and one other thing that I wanted to mention. In terms of the officers of the board, Beth seems to have the impression that the officers of the Pacifica National Board have some kind of secret or special powers that make them in charge of things. And I just want to be clear, when you're an officer of the National Board, which I was for 3 years, you have more responsibilities, not more powers. It is extra things that you have to do, not secret powers that you are able to execute to sort of, in Houdini fashion, make the board or the foundation do things that you couldn't do if you were just an ordinary board member. So that's important to say. A couple of things that will be changing that are significant. Affiliate representation on the National Board will go down by 50%, and also low power stations and other stations that don't pay dues but rebroadcast Pacifica programming won't have any say in this new association of affiliates. And in addition, right now, staffers can be elected from all five stations. We'd have one national paid staff rep that would be representing 100 people, and one national unpaid staff rep that would be representing 1,000 people. That's not proportional.
All right, thank you. And Beth, you have one more minute to continue on this topic here of democracy.
Yeah, basically that the role of the National Board of Pacifica is an extremely important one, both legally, financially, and politically. These are the leaders of the foundation. Their most important job that they do is to find and hire an executive director to lead the foundation. And what that means is that the executive director then supervises the stations, oversees fundraising, oversees programming, and then pulls the whole thing together. Now, that the board has been so dysfunctional these last 18 years, they have burned through 17 executive directors in that period of time. And so basically, Pacifica has been like the headless horseman for 17 years with no top staff person sort of leading the movement. Secondly, another main role of the national board is to make sure that the audits are done on time. They have 120 days at the end of fiscal year to get the audits done. They haven't been done on time in over 10 years.
All right.
And even more importantly,
I'm sorry, you're out of time. They haven't been done.
That's okay. Not a problem.
And Tracy, you have one more minute to respond on this topic.
Yes, very quickly, just to continue on the sort of representation changes that I was mentioning. The other one is, of course, that right now we have four members on the PNB representing each local station and its perspectives, concerns, and needs, and that would change to one station. And again, that's a 75% representation in sort of local voices on the PNB. The other thing that I would say is, yes, there's been a lot of EDs, and it's unfortunate, and I've seen a number that I think shouldn't have been hired and a number that shouldn't have been fired. But I want to say...
All right. Thanks once again. The time is 6:30. You're listening to WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York, KPFT in Houston, and KPFK in Los Angeles. This is the Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall. The number for your comments is 202-588-0893. Get your questions answered so that when your ballots hit your inbox on June 7th, you have information to decide how to vote. You'll have the opportunity to vote in a referendum for 30 days, starting June 7th, to replace the Pacifica Foundation's bylaws with new bylaws proposed by a group of Pacifica members. These things can affect you and the station, our listener-sponsored station. You can go to elections.pacifica.org. That's elections.pacifica.org for more information. Again, the number is 202-588-0893. What we're going to do at this time, as was advised at the beginning, we sent information out to those who were proponents of the bylaws change and to those who are opposed to the bylaws change. Those who are opposed elected to send a delegation to speak. They spoke from they covered the first hour. Those who are in favor of the bylaws changes elected not to send a delegation in an attempt to be as fair as possible. We've been playing an earlier debate, which included a person who represented the proponents of the bylaws. And the number is 202-588 of the bylaws changes, 202-588-0893. What we're going to do at this time, we have a couple of callers. We're going to take callers. If we don't have callers, we will go back to the debate, but feel free to call so that we can cut in and get you on the air for the next 30 minutes. Okay. We have callers. First caller, first of all, what is the signal area that you are calling from? And you have time to make your comment and or question.
I'm calling from D.C. My name is Jabari Zakia. I was one of the board members in the board in 2000 and 2003 that created these present bylaws. I was the treasurer of the board. I was the only member of that interim board that was constituted by the court order to resolve the conflicts within Pacific at that time. I was the only board member who voted against these bylaws because anyone with any sense could see what was going to happen because of them. Here's what I think is the crux of the problem. There is a severe conflict between people who think Pacifica should be listener-supported versus listener-run. There's a great difference, and the conflict has caused these problems because Pacifica cannot be run efficiently and well by people who don't know how to run organizations and have the skills. That is the crux of the, I think, philosophical problem, is that people who listen to the station
doesn't mean that they have the skills and the means to be able to run their organization as complex and as varied as Pacifica. And we see that with the lack of competence in making decisions. So that's the crux of it. I don't think Pacifica under these conditions can ever right itself on its own. It would have to take external intervention because of the just intensity of people's ideological perspectives.
Unfortunately, you are out of time, but I think you made your point quite well, and we certainly appreciate you calling. Again, the number is 202-588-0893. We do have open lines. Feel free to call and make a comment. And just so you'll know, it's important to know they're those who are in favor of the proposed changes elected not to send representatives. So you can make comments, but we don't have anyone here to answer questions. And what we're going to do whenever we don't have callers, we will be playing the debate, the previous debate. 202-588-0893. Next caller, please.
Hello?
Yes, the signal area that you were calling from and your comment, sir.
Okay, my comment, am I on the air?
Yes, what area are you calling from?
I'm calling
what city?
From Manhattan.
What signal area? Which station?
I'm calling from Manhattan.
Okay, so you're BAI. Okay, your comment. Okay, go ahead.
This is a 501c3, and they're supposed to be nonprofit. Now, if you've got people on both sides of the fence, people are getting paid and people are not getting paid, why? That's lopsided right there, because 501c3s only have to claim $25,000 a year. Now, why are all of these three people working on these stations and not getting paid? Why do the other people get paid and the other people don't? I think that sets up a tier system, and that's the problem WBAI has had from the beginning. Every year, everybody's crying about all the money missing. Somebody's got the money, all right? Pay the people who are you doing the programs and stop messing with the public. You know, because we don't want to hear the politics.
Thank you for your call. Certainly appreciate it. If we have other callers, next caller, please. Yes, you're on the air. What signal area are you calling from? And then make your comment. We're not hearing you well. Make sure your mouth is very close. We're not hearing you well. Can you make sure your mouth is very close to the phone?
We have other callers. Next caller, please.
Okay. We don't have that caller. Maybe they put us on hold or something. Can we go to the next caller? All right. Yeah, next caller, you're on the air. What's your signal area and what's your comment?
Good evening. My name is Hunter from Washington, D.C.
All righty. And your comment, sir?
Comment is there any station in the country or in the world that is so diverse as this station? It has so many professional people that talk and gives community on this station that I have never heard before, or neither will anybody else in this country. I've know that person before this. He even said that this jazz is old. Let me tell him, if he ever reached out to those country people and tell them that their station, their music's too old, they will run after him and I'll give him the rope. But as for now, we the people elect the people in this station.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. The number is 202-588-0893. This is the town hall on the potential referendum for changes on the bylaws. 202-588-0893. Callers, just a quick bit of information. When you call in, do not place your phone on hold. We have a signal delay, and when I ask you to come on, you won't hear me for a few minutes, and you probably won't get on. 202-588-0893. Next caller, what signal area are you calling from, and what is your comment?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Thank you very much. And your comment, sir?
My comment is that I think there are a lot of aggrieved listeners like me
who are not contributing because we have not received several packages that we paid for, that had that been corrected, Pacifica in Brooklyn, in New York, would have been much more viable. And I would love to hear.
Do you have a comment, sir? Do you have a comment on whether you support or oppose the preferred changes for the bylaws and the referendum on the bylaws?
Yes, yeah, certainly. I would vote no. I think it.
Thank you very much. Go continue. You said you have another 30 seconds. Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate your call. The number is 202-588-0893. We have another open segment. Once again, this is the town hall for the referendum on proposed bylaws changes. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM in Washington, D.C. We're also on WBAI in New York, KPFT in Houston, and KPFK in Los Angeles. My name's Garland Nix. The next caller, what signal area are you calling from, and what is your comment?
I'm calling from WPFW in Washington, D.C. This station does so much for and I love you, Garland. This station does so much for Washington, D.C., and you do a great job also. I'm going to give you your flowers right now. Look here. We need this station in our town. We need this station all over the country, because Pacifica Radio does so much for our communities, and we cannot let the people do what they're going to do right now. It can't happen. I vote a hearty no. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your call. Again, 202-588-0893. This is the time. If you have a comment that you wanted to make, this is the time to call in. Very important to do that. Let's not forget that you'll have the opportunity to vote in a referendum for 30 days starting June 7th to replace the Pacifica Foundation's bylaws with new bylaws proposed by a group of Pacifica members. This is a Pacifica bylaws referendum town hall. It runs from 5 to 7 p.m. The number is 202-588-0893. This is the time to call in and make your presence known. Next caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Excuse me. I thought I was doing my own show there for a minute, so I got a little carried away. So forget that. Let's go back to the town hall part, shall we? So what is your signal area and what is your comment? Okay, you're on the air.
Yes, my signal area is KPFK, Los Angeles, and I totally agree with Mr. Chabari's idea. The real crux of the problem of Pacifica is that you have people micromanaging the stations and the networks, and their only qualification to be on the boards is that they're breathing and they ran for the board. They don't even have to win, because if people go off the board, the losers go on the board. So they don't even have to win. And so you have 221 people in the management of Pacifica, and they're all telling the management what to do and how to do it, and they don't have the experience and the training to know, how to run a radio station or a radio network. So they're nipping at the heels of the management, and that's why we've had 17 executive directors in 18 years. And what that means is we've had nobody at the helm for all of that time. Every time a new executive director gets appointed, they start, putting together a fundraising plan and a plan on how to run the network. And before you know it, the people who know better than them have chased them off. And then
you have 30 seconds. I will ask you to close. Thank you.
Thank you. And then they get chased off or fired or quit or whatever. And this the network is back to square one, and that's why we don't have any long-term fundraising plans, we don't have any long-term network plans, and that's why we need a new day. That is it in a nutshell.
Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate it. So thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Again, the number is 202-588-0893. We've got another 15 minutes where we're going to have open phones for people to call in. 202-588-0893. As you know, this is a Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall. Don't forget, June 7th. June 7th is the date. You're going to get a your email, you'll get something in your inbox and your email on June 7th, and you'll have 30 days to vote. It's critical that you vote. It's very, very important that you do this and be a part of Pacifica. 202-588-0893. Next caller, what signal area are you calling from, and what is your comment?
Hello?
Yes, what signal area are you calling from, and what is your comment?
Yeah, so the signal area I'm calling from is WBAI New York, and I am calling to just say I urge people to vote no on the referendum when it comes out, and I urge people to actually vote. Don't just not vote, just vote no. And the reason is that the New Day Pacifica has distorted the history of Pacifica over the last 20 years. And I think that we really need democracy within Pacifica. I think that there may be some changes needed, but what we need is to have an agreement about the changes and not just to impose them from the top. And this New Day Pacifica effort has got to have cost a lot of money in order to even launch. And but it doesn't really help unite the network. Instead, it basically is run, the New Day Pacifica is run by people that just don't want to deal with other people at Pacifica. They just want to control it. And it's being set up very carefully to have some fig leaf of democracy. But in actuality, instead of having a network composed of five stations that each have four representatives, each station will be dropped down to one representative, and the body of the officers that are elected would be done on a national level, and that would mean whoever has the most money can run the best national campaign and that they can win. And so it's a very exclusionary effort. And it's fundamentally, these people don't want democracy, and that you can see it in their plan, because the community is essentially excluded. And in each of the signal areas, there's local station boards. And at those local station board level, people have the opportunity to do an evaluation of their local general manager and also their local program director. And
thank you very much, sir. I certainly appreciate your comment. Appreciate your comment. And don't forget, when you get your ballot, when it hits your inbox June 7th, you will have 30 days. So make sure you vote. 202-588-0893. Next caller, what is your signal area first and your comment? You are on the air, caller. Your signal area and comment.
And radio's down.
Yes. Well, we don't have this one. Okay, well, this caller's not, maybe they weren't listening. All right, let's see if, do we have another caller? Next caller, what is your signal area and what is your comment? The number's again, 202-588-0893.
And the radio's down.
Yes. Make sure you don't walk away, and we have a delay here, so if you walk away from the phone, you probably won't hear me until like 20 or 30 seconds after we've asked you, and you'll miss your call, and we do not want to miss anyone. This is critical. 202-588-0893. Next caller, what is your on the air, what is your signal area, and what is your comment?
I'm calling from WPFW signal area. I have been a listener supporter since the beginning, just about. I've been a presenter on the program and And I am definitely voting no again against these bylaw revisions. They do not address any of the problems that come up in running a Democratic organization. De Tocqueville said that democracy by its very nature is a fractious process because you give everybody a chance to have a voice. And all they're doing is, in the name of efficiency, is cutting down on the number of voices and installing themselves at the top. That is, and that won't fix any problems with Pacifica. There have been upheavals at WPFW from time to time, and the problems have been worked out, and the station is continuing to grow as it has for the last 40 years because it is very democratic. So I urge people to vote no against the bylaws revisions. You do not need to install four people that only a handful of people know anything at all about to take control of Pacifica and turn it over to the corporate-funded foundations that control most of the 501c3 organizations. Now, I have worked with 501c3 organizations. I was a union representative, officer, and national representative for a total of 30 years.
All right. Thank you very much. Certainly appreciate your call. Again, 202-588-0893. We do have open calls. All right. Next caller, what is the signal area that you're calling from and your comment? You're on the air. Well, I guess that caller's not on the air. We'll go to our next caller. All right. 202-588-0893. We got another few minutes so we can get some more callers. Have your voice heard. You are next caller, what is your signal area and what is your comment?
Hi, it's Russell up at WBAI. Hi. Okay. I'm still in a bind, Garland. I want to vote yes to get rid of sclerotic hosts like David Rothenberg and the general manager, Berthold Reimers, not being able to complete an audit. That seems like incompetence. But at the same time, I feel like voting no, because when the station was taken over before, they were referring to Gary Knoll as Gary Dole. So I'm inclined to vote no. I'm just waiting to hear what Gary Knoll tells me what to do. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Certainly appreciate it. 202-588-0893. Next caller, what's the signal area and your comment? You are on the air.
Yes, so I'm calling from New Jersey, WBAI. And my comment is that all this time, there seems to be a raid on the funds. Never an announcement on the money that people have donated, contributed, that shows how much money there is. And these people who are coming in and raiding our funds that we pay, okay, are getting away with it. Not once has anyone been really brought up on charges. So I'm voting no. I've been a member for I don't know how long, quite a long time. And I still haven't gotten an answer on what has been going on at that station.
All right, thank you. Next caller, what's your signal area and your comment?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you are on the air. Your signal.
Hi,
yes,
WBAI.
Your signal area and your comment.
From BAI, but I'm out in Jersey. I would like to say no for the simple fact that when you have somebody who messes up the finances, they are responsible. And why haven't they cleaned up their mess? Now, I'd also like to ask why the Pacifica Network insists on we have to vote on a computer. There are people who are blind and elderly who don't use these things. Are we going to get a paper ballot mailed to us?
As I said, unfortunately, this is the second segment, which was set aside for those who were the proponents, and they elected not to send any representatives. So we don't have they don't have anyone to answer questions, but we did present their segment. And we can take one more caller for one moment. Next caller, what's your signal area and your comment? You have 1 minute.
And we can take one more caller for one moment. Next caller.
You are on the air. Okay, I guess we don't have that caller. Do we have another caller?
I'm here.
Okay. You have 1 minute.
Okay. My signal area is WBAI, and I'm voting no because I think this New Day referendum is a way of trying to dismantle the progressive radio program which we have. So we need to unite and stand firm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've been listening. Today's Friday, May 7th. You've been listening to the Pacifica Bylaws Referendum Town Hall, in which proponents and opponents of the current bylaws proposal were given the opportunity to make presentations, and you were given the opportunity to call in with your questions. You'll have the opportunity to vote in a referendum for 30 days starting June 7th to replace the Pacifica Foundation bylaws with new bylaws proposed by a group of Pacifica members. Make your voice heard. Be on the lookout on your inbox, in your inbox, for your ballot. For more information, you can go to elections.pacifica.org. I want to thank everyone who was involved. I want to thank Khalil at WPFW for doing a fantastic job, very difficult job today. And I want to thank everyone involved. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. Next, really good music, Robin's Place. Don't change that station.
Titled, produced and hosted by Malika Lee Whitney, will be heard on Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Untitled presents features on the arts, culture, education, and social issues. You will also enjoy music from a variety of genres. Special guests complement the program with insightful and engaging conversation. That's Untitled, Fridays from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. over listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Hi, I'm Bryn Clark, the editor of The Three Mothers.
Hi, I'm Anna Malaikatev, the author of The Three Mothers.
I am The Law, one of the co-conductors of the Harlem Connection radio show, heard right here on WBAI. And the three of us, Anna, Bryn, and myself, hope that you will join us this Friday as we get you ready for Mother's Day weekend. We will talk about the book, The Three Mothers, which explains how Louise Little, Burtis Baldwin, and Alberta Williams King helped to influence the thinking and the lives of their sons, Malcolm X, James Baldwin, and Martin Luther King Jr. We will also play music by some of our mother's favorite artists. So, we hope you will join us right here on listener-supported radio, WBAI, Friday night, 10 o'clock, on 99.5 FM or WBAI.org. You gave me strength to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a celebration. The award-winning Midnight Ravers can now be heard every Friday from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. So wake the town and tell the people. We'll continue to present the best in music, history, and social commentary, along with expert discussion of the important issues and events of today and yesteryear. So keep it locked into WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
The WBAI's local station board is holding its next meeting on Wednesday, May 12th at 7 p.m. It's a delegate assembly meeting to discuss the proposed referendums to change the Pacifica bylaws. Opinions may be expressed as part of the local station board meeting on Wednesday, May 12th at 7 p.m. The LSB meeting is open to the public and includes an opportunity for public comment. It is a remote access meeting. The fastest and easiest way to join is by using the link on the Pacifica Radio calendar and on the WBAI website at WBAI.org. You can also access the meeting by calling 929-205-6099. That's 929-205-6099. And enter the meeting ID 922-457-2995. That's 922-457-2995. The password is 995, like WBAI's frequency, 99.5. So, it's